Betsy McCoy on coronavirus, most hospitals are not prepared for the surge of patients. By Robert Krajcik on March 10, 2020. Hospitals will soon face a crisis via a surge of patients infected with the coronavirus, warned Betsy McCoy, New York Post columnist and former lieutenant governor of New York. In an interview on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Lee Smith. I'm worried about what's going to happen in our hospitals. They will be facing a crisis very soon, but at the moment let's keep some perspective on the numbers here, McCoy said. Nationwide we have 18 cases of 18 deaths from coronavirus. We've had 18,000 deaths from flu this year, as a mild season. 18,000 flu deaths, and 18 deaths from coronavirus. Hospitals are not prepared to handle the volume of coronavirus patients that will be coming as the viral outbreak expands, cautioned McCoy. Asked by Mansour if hospitals are prepared for growing numbers of coronavirus infection, McCoy replied, "Absolutely not. The hospitals are the weak links," McCoy estimated. "Our hospitals operate almost up to capacity most of the time, so they are not prepared for the surge of patients. The hospitals I talk to are already making plans to eliminate single rooms, for people to double up, and to set up clinics and tents in the parking lot to discharge patients earlier than they otherwise would, all to make room for patients with the coronavirus." McCoy added, "They know they're going to be overwhelmed. They're going to be operating in an environment of extreme scarcity. And not only because of space demands, but because their healthcare workers are going to get sick, and they're going to have too few people working there." Hospitals will face a crisis, McCoy stated. "It is going to be really serious. Listen. Hospitals are rescheduling medical procedures and shifting resources in anticipation of increasing intake of coronavirus," McCoy noted. "They're looking for ways to extend their space and change their routines. And I know surgeons here in New York are already telling patients they're going to be postponing elective surgeries because there won't be any room for them." McCoy advised at-risk persons, particularly the elderly and those with underlying medical conditions, to avoid unnecessary exposure to high-traffic places. "People who are over 70 should start to really exercise caution," McCoy recommended. "Don't get on an airplane for a long trip. I wouldn't get on, at all. Avoid big crowds, arenas, cocktail parties, and meetings. The riskiest place to be is a nursing home," added McCoy. "The second riskiest place to be is in a hospital. Everybody talks about arenas and cruise ships, but where are the deaths occurring? In hospitals or nursing homes, because infection control is so terrible, so lacking, so shoddy that once one person gets it and is in a healthcare institution, it just spreads so fast." McCoy stated, "I can't think of a more dangerous place but than an emergency room," highlighting a recent report of a coronavirus-infected Uber driver who possibly exposed others to infection in an emergency room in New York City, leading to the furloughing of 40 healthcare workers. McCoy remarked, "I think the public health authorities are doing a very good job. They're on the cusp between mitigation and containment. They're still using all the traditional tools of the epidemiologists, tracing the contacts of people who have already been diagnosed, quarantining those in need to be quarantined. And at the same time, they're moving over to the mitigation phase, which is canceling events, creating a lot of social distancing, and closing schools. It will work." McCoy praised President Donald Trump's strategy to address the coronavirus outbreak, describing the president's travel ban as the most important decision he made in his presidency. "The president did something really smart on February 2 when he closed off international travel," McCoy said. "Foreigners could not come in and Americans returning from that part of the world had to be quarantined for 14 days. That was absolutely brilliant. He did it over the protests of all the globalists and politically correct types, and it bought us enough time to really ramp up before it started to spread widely. I think Donald Trump is doing a superb job in the way he's rolled this out," added McCoy. "The only thing he's been hobbled by is the CDC. And that's not really his doing, because that agency has been ineffectual for years. This is the same agency that led the opioid crisis, allowed the obesity crisis occur. The Center for Disease Control, CDC, is overly focused abroad," McCoy estimated. "They're fighting things all around the world, but here at home, they're not paying enough attention. The Committee to Reduce Infection Rates, founded by McCoy, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization advocating for improved protocols within hospitals and other healthcare centers to reduce the spread of infections. New antiviral technologies should be used in hospitals and other healthcare infrastructure, recommended McCoy. There are now technologies that deactivate viruses in the air and continuously disinfect surfaces, explained McCoy. They are used in hatcheries, in food processing plants, in fast food outlets, and everywhere that you need clean air and surfaces. They're used even in agribusiness inside big swine barns. McCoy added, there's something about our CDC, our health authorities, they're very anti-new technology. It's such a shame, because these technologies could be rolled into hospitals and nursing homes, to defeat this very quickly. If hospitals and nursing homes were as clean as food processing plants, we wouldn't have all these infections. The factory where they make the hot dog is much cleaner than the operating room where they're operating on your grandma. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Prejcik on Twitter.